Hi there, I'm Caroline Thor, professional organiser, KonMari consultant, teacher and mum of three. I started off my life as a mum feeling overwhelmed, disorganised and desperately trying to carve out some time for me amongst the nappies, chaos and clutter. One day, one small book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying changed everything and I began to learn strategies for making everyday life easier. Today I have the systems in place that means life can throw almost anything at me and I want to share them with you. If you're an overwhelmed mum struggling to keep it together, then this is the podcast for you. Grab a coffee and settle in for a quick chat with someone who gets your reality. Hello and welcome back to the latest episode of the Living Clutter-Free Forever podcast. I'm Caroline, a KonMari consultant, and I have been having such an amazing week. I am now recording this on Friday, the 6th of October, and I have already done two live online workshops this week titled How to Have an Organized Home Without Constantly Tidying. The response has been fantastic, and it was so great to connect with all the people that came along, to be able to share with them a little bit about my journey and to give them amazing tips and tricks to help them get organized without having to tidy the whole time, which was the whole crux of the workshop. So by the time this goes out, I will have done my third live workshop. And I will have told everyone about the fact that my online course, Clutter Free Ever After, is now available to join, which has been so exciting to share that news in the online workshops this week with everybody. So if you are interested in finding out more about Clutter Free Ever After, here's how you do it. I'll put the link in the show notes, but you need to go to caroline-thor.com/course. And there is the most beautiful page, if I say so myself, that tells you all about exactly what's in the course, how it's broken down, what is included in all the modules, what your amazing bonuses for joining this are. You have lifetime access. So although the course is going to go live on the 16th of October, and will run for 6 weeks for anyone that wants to have live interaction with me for that time and get lots of support, as well as this time around, I have got a private Facebook group happening where everyone can post their before and after photos and get motivation and accountability and support. So all of that is happening for 6 weeks from the 16th of October. But if you don't manage to join me for those 6 weeks, it actually doesn't matter because you will be able to have lifetime access to the course and all the resources and watch the lives so that you can see what we were all talking about. And this time around, the course is going on sale for its lowest price ever. It will be going up next time I launch it. So if you want to get in now and have lifetime access to it, this is your opportunity to get it at the lowest price it will ever be. And I would love to see you and have you join me there. So have a look at the page that I've given you the link for, caroline-thor.com/course. Have a look through, see if it's something that you need. And I would love to answer any questions you have if they crop up. Now, there were a lot of questions at the live workshop so far this week. And I started each session by asking the people there to tell me what challenges they're facing, what frustrates them about their home. And it was really fun watching people share the different things that they're struggling with. And I thought it would be a really good idea to address some of those today, to give you some solutions now, and also let you know how Clutter Free Ever After, the online course, can help you with these. Because I think sometimes it's really hard to understand how doing an online course for decluttering and organizing is going to help. So I'll try and explain a little bit about that as well as we go along. So some common clutter issues were tripping over toys that have been left lying around, just constant mess caused by everyone in the home, difficulty finding items that you need, cupboards just being too full, messy kitchens came up a lot, paperwork piling up around the home was a massive one, boxes that are not yet unpacked having moved, that came up a couple of times. And family members just not getting involved in putting things away, it all being left down to one person in the home. And I think we all know who that one person is. So these are the common clutter issues that people were talking about. And at the end of the workshop, I asked people to identify one thing that they were going to try and make a start on improving. One of the tips that I gave was actually one of the things that they decided, a lot of people, they want to try and implement. So it will be interesting to see if you pick up on that in this podcast episode and whether you think that could be useful for your family. Let's have a little look at each of these things individually and see what we can do to address them. The first thing is just constant mess. That might be toys lying around. It might be things that people have brought into the home and just left lying there and never put back where they should be. It could be the paperwork that's piling up. It could be any number of things. So just constant mess. And that tends to come about because of the simple fact that things don't have a home to go back to and that family members don't understand it's their responsibility to help those things go back to where they came from. If those two things happen, that everything has a home to go back to and that family members understand their responsibility, it stops the constant mess. Now, that sounds very simple. And you may well say that's all very well, Caroline, but it doesn't work in our house. But the two things need to happen. First of all, there has to be less stuff in the house in the first place, so that you only have things that you really, really need and love. That's what clutter is. Clutter is anything that you don't love and that you never use. If you have anything in your home that you never, ever use, why is it there? Why is it taking up prime space in your cupboards? So that's something to think about. If you have too much stuff, it just makes it really hard for people to be putting things back where they came from. So one thing that I think most people haven't really considered is how they actually would like their home to be. How is it going to support them? And this is a really, really important part of the whole process. As I said in the workshop this week, you wouldn't go on a holiday without first having a destination ready. And decluttering and organizing your home is exactly the same. What are you trying to achieve by doing it? Are you trying to make life easier? Are you trying to feel less overwhelmed? Are you trying to make it look aesthetically more beautiful? What is it you want to be able to do that you don't have time to do at the moment? And if you're very, very clear about those things, and this is something that we look at in module one of my course, Clutter Free Ever After, it means that you have something that you're aiming for. There's a why for what you're doing. And that makes it so much more powerful and so much more likely that you will be successful in your decluttering and organizing journey. And as part of that, it may be that you are visualizing having a home where everyone's on board, where all the family members are helping put things away, and that it's not all just down to one person, namely you. But in order to achieve this, you need to be very clear in your own mind that that is what you're trying to achieve. So having this vision set up in advance is really, really helpful. Now, another thing that several people mentioned at the workshops as being something they struggle with is having clothes lying around everywhere. And I know from experiences with my clients, this is something that lots and lots of families struggle with. So if you have decluttered your clothes and you only have clothes in your closet that you feel great about, that are comfortable, that fit you, most importantly, that spark joy for you, it makes it much easier to put away the laundry when it's done because you know that every item of clothing has got a specified place that it's going to go back to. It also means that you can stay on top of the laundry because you don't have too many clothes going into the laundry pile. And this then makes it much easier to help keep on top of the kids' washing and general sports washing and the sheets and the towels, everything. If you don't have too much of everything, it makes it quick and easy to get the washing done on whatever specific day you decide to do it. And then you're not overwhelmed with too much washing to put away. Plus, all the family members can help with putting the washing away if that's what you decide your family wants to do. So module 2 of my course is looking at clothes, how to declutter them, how to organize them, and how to set up systems for things like laundry so that it becomes a task that is actually quite fun to do, less overwhelming, and doesn't take up the massive amounts of your time that it possibly is at the moment. Now, the other thing that lots of people were mentioning at the workshops this week was paperwork or paper, just paper piled up around the home on the kitchen table, taking up space where it shouldn't be, on top of cabinets, just generally feeling in chaos because you don't know where things are when you need them. And it really can be a massive problem that paper can end up taking over our home. Even though so many more things are actually done online these days, we still seem to have an inordinate amount of paper that comes into the house. And I don't know about you guys, but with school having gone back in September, the kids just seem to keep bringing pieces of paper home with them. Could you sign this? We need to fill out that. And unless you've got a system in place, it can get quite chaotic and you can end up not finding things that you need. We had an example this week where my husband had a doctor's appointment that had been planned a long time in advance. And all we had to do was go to our file, look in the month of October, pull out the pieces of paper that were in there and find the doctor one, and then he was good to go. Because we know that's where we file stuff when it comes into the home and we're going to need it at a later date. And these are the sorts of tricks that I share with people in my course. And one of the modules, papers, involves gathering together all the papers that you can find in the home. And I teach you step by step how to go through, how to organize them, how to go through your papers that are perhaps already filed and look at what you need to keep, what you can let go. And it means that you have an organizational system in place that allows your home to run smoothly so that things like the tax return takes no time at all because everything's filed and ready. You just need to pull out the file and you know that everything's there. But it's also setting up systems for what happens to post when it comes into the home. This is something else we talk about. How are we going to organize our time so that the filing happens regularly and we're not left with a massive mound of paper to sort through that takes hours? It's learning how to set systems up that mean that things can happen quickly and easily and not feel overwhelming and giving you time then for the more important things in life. Because let's face it, we do not want to be spending time organizing and tidying our home indefinitely. It should be a quick thing. And that's something I talked about at the workshop. I gave them 5 big tips of things that will help keep your home tidy and organized. And one of those was to build in 10 to 15 minutes of tidying every day with everyone involved. If everyone who lives in the home has a time each day where they pick up everything they can see of theirs in the living spaces and the entranceway and takes it back to where it should be, if everyone does that every day, it means you don't have to spend hours at the weekend resetting everything because it's just done. You shouldn't be needing to spend your weekends tidying and organizing. Weekends are for having fun, for connection, for perhaps doing those things that you don't have time for during the week, like doing a food shop or something. It shouldn't be wasting your time tidying when that's something that the family as a whole can help you stay on top of. So these are the sort of things that I'm wanting to support you with within Clutter Free Ever After so that you can enjoy the time that you have free. That is so, so important to me. And my aim is that every single person that takes my online course feels calm in their home, feels that their home supports them, and feels that they are surrounded by items that they need and love. And by the end of the course, that is what I hope to have achieved for everybody, which is where the life-changing magic of tidying comes in. Now, talking of life-changing, the modules that surprisingly people in January found most life-transforming were when they did the kitchen and the bathroom. If you haven't listened to episode 69 yet, where I talked to Liz, who actually took my course in January, she said in that interview that she hadn't even realized that her kitchen needed decluttering and organizing. But once she started on the module and started with her husband looking at things they could let go that were no longer serving them, she can't believe the difference of how much more functional her kitchen is and how much easier it is to keep on top of keeping it tidy. So that was the experience that lots of people had when they did their kitchen and their bathroom. There was a photo that was shared in our community group while the people were doing the course in January where someone had shared a photo of them decluttering their bathroom. And they'd opened a bathroom drawer, they'd taken everything out that was in this bathroom drawer and had it spread across the floor. And her comment was, I can't believe how much stuff fitted in this drawer. But the thing that I found really funny was the fact on the floor was her laptop. And there to be seen on the screen is me, because she was watching the video from the bathroom module, how to declutter your bathroom, while doing her bathroom. So it's like having me there with her. And this is where I think lots of people think, well, what's the point of doing an online course for decluttering? I can't even motivate myself to do it when I'm on my own. How is a course going to help? And this is where having someone that's there with you, having the accountability of a group situation where you're all motivating each other and cheering each other on and sharing each other's wins, it gives you a reason to be getting on and doing it. And that is so, so powerful. That is the thing that makes the difference. And this is the comment Liz was making in her interview with me as well, that this camaraderie that everyone got together really helped everyone stay on track and keep pushing through and perhaps do things that on other days they'd have just said, oh, I'll leave this and do this tomorrow. There is no expectation you have to do it, but you feel motivated to do it because of the group situation. And that is absolutely wonderful. So the bathroom and the kitchen will be decluttered and organized by the end of the course, which is just a huge help. And that also then in turn really, really changes your buying habits. You stop falling for these buy one, get two free. You stop falling for this, I'll buy two packets of pasta just in case, because you've forgotten that actually you've got a load in the cupboard already at home in the kitchen. It saves so much money in the long run. And I have clients who find gift vouchers. I had one client that found nearly €450 worth of gift vouchers that she had forgotten she even had. You stop buying things you don't need. So you're saving money all the time. Every week you will save money once you've done the course. So the course ends up paying for itself because of the amount of money that you will save in the long run, having changed your mindset about what you actually need to buy. And then we come to another pain point, which is just not being able to find things you need. If you've listened to previous podcast episodes, you'll have heard me talking about the time that I couldn't find our passports when we needed to go on holiday. And luckily, I'd started looking for them about a week before, and I knew I'd put them in a really safe place. And this was before I'd applied the KonMari method in our home. So I always put things back in a safe place, but didn't actually know where that safe place was anymore. And it ended up that my husband eventually found the passports, which meant we could go on holiday. That could never happen to me anymore. Everything has a very definite place to go back to. And we waste so much time and energy looking for things we can't find. And if you add into that this sort of stressed feeling, this in the pit of your stomach feeling of dread when you realize you need to leave the house, but you can't find your mobile phone, or you can't find the car keys, or you can't find that piece of paper you need to take with you to the doctors, or you can't find your kid's sports bag and you're about to take them off to their sports class. It just adds to the daily stress of life, and it doesn't need to be that way. And this is the thing that has really changed for me. I just feel calmer. And because I feel calmer, I'm a much more patient mum. I'm so much more patient than I was when my kids were little, before I applied the KonMari method in my home. I know I'm calmer. I am less stressed. I don't feel overwhelmed. I have time to do things that I want to do because I don't feel like I'm permanently on this hamster wheel of firefighting and moving from the next thing to the other. Because when your home is organized, it frees up your headspace and gives you clarity that other areas of your life become more organized as well. I'm recording this at 3:45 on a Friday afternoon. And at 4 o'clock, that's me done. That's me done with work for this week. And I am going to be meeting up with my neighbor and we're going for an hour's dog walk out in the fields in the sunshine. I need to build these times into my day where I have time for me to connect with other adults and have a chat. It is so, so important. And I know that when my kids were little, I didn't used to do that because I always felt there was something I should be doing. I should be catching up on the laundry. I should be tidying the living room. I should be making sure that the kitchen's tidy so that I can cook dinner. I don't have to do any of those things anymore because we're on top of it. And this is what I would love for you to experience as well. So go to caroline-thor.com/course. And there you will find all the information about Clutter Free Ever After. This time around, really new, I'm having a Facebook group where I will be in there every day answering questions that people have. For the 6 weeks of the course, this private Facebook group will be up and running and we will be supporting each other in there. If you want to find an accountability partner in there, you're very welcome to as well. That's something I'll be talking to people on the course about. There are going to be lives every week, an hour a week where you can come and ask me very specific questions. And I will be doing more in-depth training about those particular modules that we're doing that week. And each week, a new module will be dripped out so that you have got something specific to work on. And for that, there will be videos that you can watch, video trainings. There will be PDFs to print out. There will be cheat sheets and checklists to support you. And I'm always at the end of an email should you need any further support as well. So if you know that the reason you haven't ever got round to decluttering, organizing and tidying up your home is because you just can't motivate yourself to do it or you can't find the time to do it, then let me support you with it. That's what I'm here for. And I know that together in this group situation, we can make it possible and we can find for you your clutter-free ever after. Thank you so much for listening today. And by the time the next episode comes out, I will have finished promoting my course. Life will have returned to normality. And I'm excited for the guests that I have coming up in the coming weeks. So until next time. If you've enjoyed this episode, please send the link to a friend you know would appreciate it. Subscribe and leave a review. I look forward to bringing you more organising tips next time. But if you can't wait until then, you can go to my website or find me on Instagram at caro.thor or on Facebook at Caroline Organiser. Thanks for listening and I look forward to guiding you on your journey to find your clutter-free ever after.